So, I'm very sorry that I cannot talk in the same detail, in the same eloquence about the subject matter of today, Jesus and Krishna, or Christus and Krishna.
Но завтра нам говорит про только детали, только речь, что на сегодняшний день хочет быть Иисус, Господь Христ и Кришна.
But I sincerely hope that I will be able to say something which will both inspire you and empower you in your own spiritual life.
Но искренне се надам да ću biti u stanju reći вам нечто, что će вас опомочить и инспирировать в вашем духовном животе.
I will start by offering my obeisances to my spiritual master and let us all hope that Prita Prabhu will come and then we can hear at least a summary of his talk a little later.
Počet ću sa odavljanjem poštovanja svom duhovnom učitelju, a nadam se da će malo kasnije doći i što Prita Prabhu koji će nam dati barem sažetak lekcije koje je planirao nati.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samirtinani Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyamari Astatyadeshara Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vaishnava Gauravaktarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare I would like to go with all of you to the end of Jesus' activities in this world. At least to the end of his manifested activities. Those who follow him feel that he is very much present at the present day also and can be contacted, and I would like to talk on this spiritual contact with a little bit more in detail today.
Jer ono koje ga slijede, osjećam kako i danas mogu ostati sa njima u kontaktu i to je ono čemu bih pričao, kako i danas možemo biti sa njima u kontaktu.
But we will go to the end of his manifested pastimes.
No sada ćemo otići do svršetka njegovih očitovanih zabava.
Jesus is standing before Pontius of Pilatus.
Jesus stoji ispred Pontija Pilata.
The Roman political delegate who was supposed to take care that the area of Palestine would remain peaceful under Roman rule.
Rimskog političkog delegata koji trebao osigurati da područje Palestine bude mirno pod rimskom vladavinom.
Pontius Pilatus was looking at his political enemy.
Pontius Pilate gledao svog političkog neprijatelja.
He was a man of whom the Jews said he is the new Messiah and who will make Palestine independent of the Roman rule.
To je bio čovjek kojega su ljudi smatrali Mesijom i koji je za Palestinu govorio da će postati neovisna od rimske vladavine.
What to do with him?
Što sada sa njim učiniti?
He was a politician, Pontius of Pilatus.
Je Pontius Pilat, on je bio političar.
And he said, I will make a deal with you.
I rekao je, nagoditi ću se sa vama.
I will let you go.
Pustit ću vas da idete.
You will be a free man.
Biti ćete slobodni čovjek.
Just tell one thing.
Samo recite jednu stvar.
That everything which you said so far is only a lie.
Da je sve o čemu ste do sada govorili, samo jedna laž.
Revoke.
Poreci.
And you are free.
Biti ćeš slobodan.
you don't do this,
ako to neučiniš,
I will have to kill you.
Mali ti ću te ubiti.
It will be a painful death.
I to će biti bolna smrt.
The nails will go through your bones.
Čavle će proći kroz tvoje kosti.
At that time, there is no time of philosophy.
I tada više neće biti mjesta filozofije.
No time of thoughts of God.
Niti ikakve mislima o Bogu.
Bitte.
Budi muner.
I like you.
Ne dopadaš mi se.
I want that you are free and happy.
Volio bih da budeš slobodan i sretan.
Reebok.
Reci.
We all know that Jesus did not rebook.
Svi znamo da Isus nije porekao ništa.
Before Pontius Pilatus spoke his judgment,
i prije nego što je Pontius Pilat izrekao svoj sud,
death by the cross,
na ta smrt na križu,
he asked a question to Jesus.
Pitao Isusa jedno pitanje.
Tell me one thing.
Reci mi jednu stvar.
When are you more powerful?
Kada ćeš biti moćniji?
Alive or dead?
Živ ili mrtav?
With this Pontius Pilatus foresaw or saw the rise of Christianity.
I time je Pontius Pilat predvidio širenje kršćanstva.
By material estimation, Jesus died.
Prema materijalnom procjeni, Isus je umro.
2003 years ago, prije,
on prije 2003 godine, recimo.
But he continued to live.
Na isto vremena nastavio živjeti.
He lived much more powerful.
I živio je mnogo moćnije.
By his message.
Pre svoju poruku.
I feel this is, if we think about Jesus, a very important meeting which brings forth a very important spiritual point.
Kada razmišljamo o Isusu, prvo nam pada jedna važna duhovna poanta.
A great spiritual personality lives by his message.
Velika duhovna osoba živi dalje u svojoj poruci.
Therefore Jesus could not revoke.
Stoga Isus nije mogao ništa poreći.
If he would have revoked, he would have died.
Da je to učinio, umro bi.
But because he did not revoke and said, no man, this is the truth, how can I revoke what I have said, that's how he lives eternally.
No zbog toga što nije porekao, već je izjavio da je ono što je rekao istina, sada živi vječno.
And continues to inspire those who follow his message.
I dalje nadahnjuje one koji slijede njegovu poruku.
I would like now to move to Buddha.
Sada bih volio prijeći na Budu.
Do you know that Buddha didn't want that any Buddha statues which are now available in any esoteric shop are made of him?
Znate li da Buddha nije želio da se napravi ikakva statua njegovog lika, kakve danas možemo naći u bilo kojem esoteričnom dućanu?
He never allowed that a picture was painted of him during his lifetime.
Nije nikad dozvolio da se za njegova života ne čini nikakva slika njega.
Because he had a very deep point, which is very much like the point which we are discussing.
I to zbog njega vrlo duboke poante koja je slična ovoj o kojoj raspravljamo.
If people's attention becomes moved from my teachings to my form.
Ako pažnje ljudi prijeđe sa moje učenja na moj bit,
then people will lose my message out of sight.
Tada će ljudi izgubiti iz vidika moju poruku.
Buddha's message is very easy to and very nice to understand by a simple story which I would like to tell you.
Buddha's message is very easy to understand kroz jednu priču koju bih vam mogao ispričati.
Once the Buddha went through a forest in which he knew that there was a dangerous murder, a killer.
Jedan je Buddha prolazio kroz šumu za koju je znao da u njoj živi jedan opasni ubojica.
He wanted to show his mercy to this killer.
I želio iskazati svoju milost tom ubojici.
So he walked. And all of a sudden this gangster came, this killer came with a sword.
I tako je hodao kada je odjednom došao taj gangster, ta ubojica sa mačem.
And ran behind him.
I počeo trčati za njime.
He wanted to catch him.
Želio ga uhvatiti.
But the Buddha always remained by 1 meter in front of him, no matter how he ran.
No, bez obzira koliko brzo on trčao, Buddha bi uvijek ostao 1 meter ispred njega.
Finally, in great frustration, the murderer called out, "Stop!"
Konačno je u velikoj frustraciji ubojica zavikao stani.
Buddha looked around and said, I have stopped, but you have not stopped.
Buddha se okrenuo i rekao mu je, ja sam stao, ali ti nisi.
I have stopped my material desires.
Ja sam prestao sa svojim materijalnim željama.
If you want to reach me, you have to also stop your material desire.
Želiš li me doseći i ti ćeš trebati prekinuti svoje materijalne
želje. I have stopped samsara, which is the material existence.
Ja sam prekinuo samsara, dakle materijalno postojanje.
If you want to reach me, you have to also stop material existence.
A ako me želiš doseći, i ti ćeš morati prekinuti svoje materijalno postojanje.
Buddha just joyfully shouted at him, stop, you murderer.
I Buddha je radosno zavikao na njega, stani, ti ubojica.
So it's very strong preaching.
Dakle, to bi bilo snažno propovijedanje.
The murderer became a disciple of Buddha.
I ubojica je postao Buddha učenik.
Buddha wanted that his message would be spread.
Buddha želio da se njegova poruka proširi.
Which he considered his substance.
I to je smatrao najnužnijim.
Not his form.
To je smatrao svojom suštinom, a ne svojim oblikom.
Let us now move on to Krishna.
Pođemo sada do Krishna.
Lord Krishna spoke 5,000 years ago this immortal word about the Bhagavad Gita.
Gospodin Krišna je prije 5000 godina izgovorio svoje besmrtne riječi Bhagavad Gita.
There is a blessing on the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita.
U tim učenjima Bhagavad Gita postoji jedan blagoslov.
Anyone who follows his divine teachings will meet Lord Krishna face to face.
A to je da svatko ko slijedi njegovo učenje susresti će gospodina Krišnu licem u lice.
What are these divine teachings?
Koja su ta božanska učenja?
Man, I want to say it in the language of Krishna.
Ja rekao bih to samo na jeziku Krishna.
Man manabhava mat prakto majaji mam namaskuru. This the sweet Croatian language you will hear now.
Sad ćete to čuti na slatkom hrvatskom jeziku.
Think of me always.
Uvijek misli na mene.
Do service to me.
Služi me.
Worship me.
Obožavaj me.
And do your obeisances to me.
I odaj mi svoje poštovanje.
Anyone who keeps this message of Lord Krishna alive in his life,
tko god u svojem životu održava tu Krišninu poruku živu,
will get the blessing that he will go into the eternal kingdom of God and meet him.
Steći će taj blagoslov da otiđe u vječno gospodinovo prebivalište i sretne ga.
These are three examples where the message is put in the foreground of our attention.
Ovo su bila tri primjera u kojima se poruka ili suština stavlja u središte naše pažnje.
There are always two types of followers of in any religion.
U svakoj religiji uvijek postoje dvije vrste sljedbenika.
The external and the internal follower.
Izvanjski i unutarnji sljedbenik.
In Sanskrit, the Bahimukha and the Antarmukha.
Odnosno, na sanskritu, Bahimukha i Antarmukha.
Mukha means face and Bahi means to external things.
Bahi znači vanjske strane, a Mukha znači lice.
Someone who looks with an external vision at religion, he will see the rituals.
Netko ko na religiju gleda izvanjskim očima, on će vidjeti samo rituale.
Which are different from religion to religion.
Koje se razlikuju od religije do religije.
You will see the external forms of the buildings in which the worship is conducted.
Vidjeti će izvanjske oblike zgrada u kojima se vrši obožavanje.
Which again differ from religion to religion.
Koje se ponovno razlikuju od religije do religije.
Those who have an internal vision.
A oni koji imaju unutrašnju viziju.
And they will look at the essential message.
Oni će gledati suštinsku poruku.
And they will recognize that really there is not so much difference.
I prepoznati će da zapravo i nema tolike razlike.
I would like now to point out some very something which is common in all religions, which I feel is of tremendous practical value in our lives.
Sad bih volio istaknuti one stvari koje su zajedničke u svim tim religijama i koje su iznimne važnosti u našim životima.
I sincerely feel that if you understand this concept which I would like to present to you now, that's common concept which goes through all the spiritual traditions. You will leave this hall almost like an angel.
Iskreno smatram da ako uspijete shvatiti tu jednu jedinstvenu poruku koja se proteže kroz sve religije, da ćete napustiti ovu dvoranu praktički poput anđela.
Angels always are depicted with having a spiritual circle, a halo around them.
Anđeli su uvijek opisani kao sa duhovnim krugom, odnosno aureolom oko sebe.
This spiritual circle, or the word is really halo. Do you know the creation word? Yeah, this sounds good. Aurora, the aureola.
Dakle, aureola je taj hrvatski naziv tog duhovnog kruga.
You will see this, for instance, when you see pictures of the angels, the heavens.
To ćete vidjeti kad pogledate, na primjer, slike anđela što ih okružuje.
But also Christian saints.
Ali također i kršćanskih svetaca.
I'm personally very fascinated by Sveti Savac, you know.
Mene osobno Sveti Sava vrlo fascinira.
But, and also Franciscus of Assisi, my star.
Također i Franjo Asiški.
It's always depicted with this aureola.
Uvijek ga prikazuju sa tom aureolom.
Now it's interesting that the same, let me say, visual motto is used, for instance, in Buddhism.
Zanimljivo je primijetiti da se ta istina, zovemo ga vizualni motto, koristi i u Budizmu.
See a picture of a Buddha or a Buddhistic priest preaching, you see this aureola.
Kada vidite sliku Bude ili budističkog svećenika koji propovijeda, vidjet ćete također i sliku te aureole.
The same thing is visible when you see an Indian sadhu.
Istu stvar možete vidjeti i kad vidite nekog indijskog sadhu.
Is there in God's picture?
Mi to možemo vidjeti na slikama Boga.
Krishna.
Krishna također to ima.
Rama.
Rama.
But also Madhvacharya, for instance, a great preacher.
Ali također, na primjer, i Madhvacharya, veliki propovjednik.
What is this aureola?
Što zapravo ta aureola?
Do I say it correct? Yeah. I learned a new word.
Znači se nam riječ.
It is the spiritual energy which is emanating from this, from God and the great devotees of God.
To je zapravo duhovna energija koja zrači iz Boga i njegovih sljedbenika.
And it is this spiritual energy which I feel each one of us can contact so that we also develop a spiritual circle.
I ta duhovna energija je ono što smatram da svako od nas može dodirnuti, doći u kontakt sa njom i razviti svoj vlastiti duhovni krug.
Some would say this is blasphemy.
Neki bi rekli to je svetogrđe.
How can you be all ordinary people?
Mi smo obični ljudi.
How can you compare us with saints?
Kako nas možeš usporediti sa svecima?
And angels?
Ili anđelima?
We are not saints and angels.
Mi nismo ni tijelo.
We are ordinary people.
Mi smo samo obični ljudi.
See? But I really feel that the teachings of Jesus, Buddha and Krishna are meant to make us extraordinary people.
Na jedan se smatram da su učenja Isusa, Bude ili Krišne namenjena na tome da nas učine iznimnim ljudima.
And if we follow the message sincerely, we will see that a transformation in our hearts will take place.
I ukoliko iskreno slijedimo njihovu poruku, primijetit ćemo da će se u našim srcima desiti jedna preobrazba.
And we will actually feel our spiritual circle grow.
I doista ćemo osjetiti kako naš duhovni krug raste.
See, your own spiritual energy is something like your health.
Naime, vaša vlastita duhovna energija je nešto poput vašeg zdravlja.
Health can be developed, but health can also be exhausted.
Njega se može razviti, ali zdravlje također možemo i iscrpiti.
For instance, if you have good exercise, good breathing,
ako, na primjer, dobro vježbate ili zdravo dišete,
nice food like Vedana,
i dobro hranu,
you have a good health.
Vidite se zdravo.
But if you do not have any exercises,
no, ako nemožete,
and you breathe with a chest which is as flat as a plank of wood,
i dišete na taj način da vaša pluća ostanu tanka poput drvene daske,
and if you eat all types of modern garbage,
i jedete razne vrste modernog smeća,
then you will definitely not have a vibrant health.
Tada zasigurno nećete imati tak zdravlje.
So the same simple law holds true in your own spirituality.
Dakle, isti takav zakon vrijedi i u vašem duhovnom životu.
If you are serious about following the messages of the spiritual tradition, you will see how by the potency of the teachings of the wisdom, your spiritual health or spiritual circle increases.
Ako ozbiljno namjeravate slijediti neku duhovnu tradiciju, sada ćete primijetiti kako se vaše duhovno zdravlje povećava.
I would like to tell you what monks do in the Vedic tradition to increase their spiritual circle when they are in danger.
Molim vam ispričati što monasi u vedskoj tradiciji čine kako bi povećali svoj duhovni krug kada su u nekakvoj opasnosti.
They would sit down,
sjesti će,
and call a certain mantra called
i izgovoriti jednu ovakvu određenu mantru.
Yes. And then they will close their eyes and visualize a ring of fire, a circle of fire.
I tada će zatvoriti svoje oči i vizualizirat će si jedan krug vatre
coming up around them,
koji se diže oko njih.
And then they feel protected.
I tada će se osjetiti zaštićeni.
I once had to do it when I was in the Himalaya mountain and the snake attacked me, a poison snake.
I sam sam to morao učiniti jednom kada sam se nalazio u Himalajama i napala me otrovna zmija.
I'm not a very fast runner by my nature.
Po prirodi ne trčim osobito brzo.
So I decided, let me sit down.
Tako sam odlučio, sjesti ću.
And try this meditational ring of fire.
I iskušati ovu meditaciju sa prstenom vatre.
You go like this.
Napravite ovo ovdje.
And you imagine the fire coming up around you.
I zamislite vatra kako se uzdiže oko vas.
And it was mystical. The snake came up to a certain thing, but it couldn't break through my circle.
I to je bilo vrlo mistično. Zmija je došla do određena distanca u meni i nije mogla probiti taj krug.
I'm not suggesting that you learn this method.
Ne predlažem samo da naučite tu metodu.
If you want further details, you can see me after the lecture.
Ukoliko želite detaljnije objašnjenje, posjetite me nakon predavanja.
But it's really not my point to tell you mystical things here.
No, nije na meni da vam ovdje pričam o mističnim stvarima.
Which may not work because you don't have the spiritual training.
Koje možda neće funkcionirati ukoliko nemate pravi duhovni trening.
I want to talk something practical this evening.
Želim se vam želim reći nešto malo praktično.
Something which helps you to make not just a ring of mystical energy around you, but a spiritual energy.
Nešto što će vam pomoći da stvorite ne samo krug mistične energije oko sebe, već duhovnu energiju.
The spiritual energy, which is different from material mystical energy, has a lot to do with love.
Duhovna energija koja je različita od materijalne mistične energije u velikoj mjeri povezana je sa ljubavlju.
When you develop love in your heart,
kada u svom srcu razvijete ljubav,
you will actually see that your spiritual health grows.
Vidjet ćete kako vaše duhovno zdravlje napreduje.
But when you develop hate,
no kada stvarate mržnju,
anger,
bijes,
you will see how your spiritual energy decreases.
Opazit ćete kako se vaša duhovna energija smanjuje.
There was a very interesting experiment discussed in Psychology Today. It's an American magazine on psychology.
U jednom američkom časopisu o psihologiji raspravlja se jednom zanimljivom pokusu.
The condensate of the human breath was tested. Condensate is when you go like, and this bed drops, this is called condensate.
Testirao se kondenzat ljudskog daha.
Yes. So one person who was angry was tested.
I najprije su iskušali jednu osobu koja je bila ljuta.
In his breath was he was enough poison to kill a guinea pig.
U njegovom daku bilo dovoljno otrova da ubije zamrca.
Then they tested the development of poison in the human body when he's angry for 1 hour, like some of you sometimes are.
Zatim su testirali razvoj tog otrova u ljudskom organizmu nakon što je ljud jedan cijeli sat, kao što ponekad neki od nas jesu.
There was so much poison that they could kill 80 guinea pigs, 8-0.
I unutra su našli toliko otrova da se njima mogu ubiti 80 zamraca, 8-0.
To say, I'm angry and it's all right, is as foolish as thinking, so, I drink a cup of poison and I have no harm.
Reći ljud sam i to je to, jednako je glupo kao i popiti čašu otrova i reći neće mi naškoditi.
We often think when I'm angry, it's good protection against the evil bird.
Često mislimo da kada smo ljuti, imamo dobru zaštitu protiv zlog svijeta.
But by this anger, you're killing your own
health. No, zapravo, tim gnjevom ubijamo svoje vlastite zdravlje.
So, love expands your spiritual health or your spiritual circle.
Dakle, ljubav širi vaše duhovno zdravlje, odnosno vaš duhovni krug.
And hatred increases it.
A mržnja ga smanjuje.
There's another secret.
A postoji još jedna tajna.
Good association.
Dobro društvo.
Oh, it can increase your spiritual circle like anything.
Može itekako povećati vaš duhovni krug.
And bad association.
Dok loše društvo.
Can decrease it.
Ga može smanjiti.
Do you know these energy suckers? These energy vampires? You talk for half an hour with one of those. Yes.
Then
you feel like afterwards like 20 years older. What just happened to me? You ask yourself. You were together with the person who took from your spiritual circle.
Bili ste u društvu osobe koja je uzimala od vašeg duhovnog kruga, a nije ga povećavala.
As poor preachers know about this.
O tome znamo mi javni propovjednici.
We see many people today.
Mi tokom dana vidimo mnogo ljudi.
They all come to talk about their problems and their mental ideas.
I oni svi dolaze pričati o svojim problemima, o svojim mentalnim umnim idejama.
And afterwards she said, no, I need a massage from Bali Sarasha.
I nakon toga pomislite, potrebna mi je masaža jedna kratka.
You feel so bez energy.
I toliko se osjećate bez energije.
And the others, you see them coming through the door and you feel like, wow, my spiritual life just started.
A s drugim osobom činite prostoriju, osjećate, moj duhovni život je upravo počeo.
I hope you will see Pritu soon.
Nadam se da ćemo uskoro vidjeti Pritu pravo.
Yes, so good association increases your spiritual circle.
Dakle, dobro društvo povećava vaš duhovni krug.
Now there's another secret.
A postoji još jedna tajna.
This is for a little bit more advanced devotees.
Ovo je za malo naprednije, dakle, osobe.
Osoba, yes, osoba. Are you ready to hear?
Jeste li spremni za čutu?
Detachment!
Odvojenost.
These material attachments, they take away from your spiritual circle.
Materijalne vezanosti uzimaju od našeg duhovnog kruga.
I know for the best of mind, this sounds like poison.
Znam da zapaljačku nulu ovo zvuči poput otrova.
But, please think about it deeply.
Na molim vas, razmislite o tome malo dublje.
When you are attached,
kada ste za nešto vezani,
your whole consciousness becomes fixed and reduced to this object of attachment.
Naša cijela svjesnost se ufiksira i smanji na taj određeni objekt.
What you are attached to goes into your heart and occupies the space of your heart.
Ono za što smo vezani ulazi u naše srce i zauzima prostor u našem srcu.
When you are attached materially, when you leave this material body, you will go to those material forms which are there in your heart.
I ako ste materijalno vezani, nakon što napustite tijelo, pojavit ćete se u tim oblicima za koje ste bili vezani.
Do you know how to catch a monkey?
Znate li kako se lovi majmun?
It's in the same way as most of the people are caught in this material civilization.
На этот начин, кажется, себе вечно люди ухватила о материальной цивилизации.
By attention.
Везалушки.
This is how to do it.
Ладно.
Take a hollow pumpkin.
Возьмите одну праздную блюдо.
Put it with a chain to a tree.
И ланцами вяжите за дерево.
Put a little hole in it.
Направите малую дырку в нем.
And place a toasted banana inside.
И в нее ставите одну пережженную банану.
A monkey comes.
Значит, чем они?
Banana! He puts his little head through the little opening.
Ставите свою малую руку в банан.
Grabs the banana.
И грабите банан.
Now he wants to pull out his hand.
Сам же покушать извлечь свою руку.
But it has become a fist.
Но сам это уже шака.
It doesn't fit any longer through the little hole.
И не может пройти через ту малую руку.
He pulls, but he cannot bring it out.
Он же покушает, но не через пять извлечь.
Now you think it's a very simple solution.
Сам мыслите, просто из этого было единственное решение.
This is a very simple physical problem.
Но я настаиваю на физический проблем.
First your hand was small.
Твоя рука наперед была мала.
Now it's big and it doesn't fit any longer.
Стала велика и еще не может пройти.
Why did it become big?
Из-за чего я постала велика?
Because of the banana.
Из-за банана.
Let go of the banana.
Пусти банану.
Then your hand is again small and you can take it out.
Чего банана ведь мала и можешь чаще извлечь.
It's extremely simple.
То есть невероятно просто.
Not for the monkey.
А ведь не за майна.
Because the monkey is attached.
Майна не вязан.
За банана. Therefore he remains a captive.
И стал остаться заточенником.
And is exported to the zoo of Zagreb.
И увезли его в Загреб, чтобы за мошкиля.
As funny as the story may sound, this is the sad story of many people in material society.
Koliko god ovo je smiješno zvučalo, to tužno priča mnogih osoba u materijalnom društvu.
Because people are attached to, let us say, unhealthy relationships.
Zbog toga što su ljudi vezani za, recimo, nezdrave odnose.
They cannot move on.
Ne mogu napredovati dalje.
Because people are attached to material things which can be bought with money.
Zbog toga što su vezani za materijalne stvari koje mogu kupiti novcem.
They continue to slave in meaningless factory work.
И дальше работаю в бессмысленном творчестве.
So attachments are really binding us.
Зависимости все заправо те, которые нас держат.
The moment we let go of something which is unhealthy, we feel. Our spiritual circle increases.
Чем пустим нечто, что не за нас здраво, осетит чем, когда се наш духовный круг повечава.
It is such a simple but such a very, let me say, relevant truth.
То е толико едноставна, али морам речи важна истина.
Yes. I want to say a very nice dobrodošli to our standing guests. Maybe we can bring some stolica for you.
Želio bih jednu vrlo lijepu dobrodošlicu u našim gostima koji stoje. Možda možemo neke stolice za njih.
Here are a few more stolica.
Ovdje napravim ih ime za nekoliko.
Ukoliko
želite sjesti.
There are three up here.
Imate ih ovdje četiri.
And three up here. Sometimes we like to sit in the back. Then if something unusual happens in the front, we are not affected.
Imate neke jedne stane volimo sjesti od pozadi, tako ako se nešto neočekivano dogodi naprijed, ali nas neće utjecati.
I would like to now give you a few simple formulas which will help you to increase your spiritual circle.
Samo bih vam želio dati nekoliko jednostavnih formula koje će vam pomoći da ojačate svoj duhovni krug.
Yes. I would like my audience to be now very attentive and not so restless in their thoughts.
Volio bih da sada publika bude malo pažljivija, a ne nemirna u svojim mislima.
Because I think what comes now is maybe the essence.
Ja mislim da je ono što slijedi možda i suština.
And then we will have a little forum for further questions.
A onda ćemo imati još malo prostora za pitanja.
To increase our spiritual circle.
Kako bismo povećali svoj duhovni krug.
The spiritual teachings of the Vedas say that we should follow three simple advices.
Duhovno učenje Veda Nam govore da bismo trebali slijediti tri jednostavne sadhika.
And you will see very soon that these advices are actually practiced also in some forms of Christianity and Buddhism as well.
I uskoro ćete vidjeti da se nešto od toga i prakticira u kršćanstvu i također u budizmu.
First is chant the holy name.
Prva cena mantra je sveto ime.
King David is reported to sing and dance and sing the names of God.
Rečeno da je kralj David plesao i pjevao imena Boga.
I know that the first temple in Jerusalem was a big temple, and in the beginning there used to be priests who would come out once a year with some special practice out of the temple.
Znamo da su u prvom Jeruzalemskom hramu postali svećenici koji bi samo jedan puta godišnje izlazili iz hrama i prekidali svoje posebne nježbe.
Why would they go out of the temple? It's because not all the people who wanted to participate in the ceremony would fit in the temple.
A zbog čega bi izlazili? Zbog toga što svi ljudi koji su željeli prisustvovati u toj ceremoniji ne bi stali u hramu.
And there were millions of people.
To su bili milioni ljudi.
And the priest who had trained himself for many years, it was not some new priest, but an old priest.
A svećenik koji je već trenirao to godinama, ne neki novi svećenik, već iskusni stari,
he would sing the name of God.
Bi pjevao ime Boga.
And it was considered to be so holy that all the people just threw themselves on the ground in deep respect.
I to se smatralo toliko svetim da su svi ljudi se istog trena bacili na tlo dubokom poštovanju.
It was done in early Christianity.
Nakon to se radilo u ranom kršćanstvu.
Later it was abolished for lack of qualified priests.
Kasnije se to prekinulo zbog nedostatka kvalificiranih svećenika.
But now Christians also come together and praise the names of God.
Ali danas se kršćani nalaze i zajedno slave imena Gospodina.
Hallelujah. Jehovah, something like this.
I pjevaj ovo ime.
In our tradition, the chanting of the holy, or let us now go to Buddhism.
Pojdemo sada na budizam.
There they say, Buddha Sharanamaham, Buddha Sharanamaham, Buddha Gacchami.
Tam se blagoslavi na ovaj način.
I take shelter in the Buddha and I Gacchami go to the Buddha.
Uzimam utočište u gospodinu Budi i njemu se vraćam.
With great joy they chant the name of Buddha.
I mantraju ime gospodina Bude s velikom radošću.
In the Vedic tradition also, a great emphasis is placed on the names of God.
U vedskoj tradiciji također se velika pažnja polaže imenima Boga.
These names have the power to change the whole atmosphere.
Ta imena imaju moć da promijene cijelu atmosferu.
Have you heard about this scientist, Dr. Emoto from Japan, who made experiments with sound and water?
Jeste možda čuli za znanstvenika Dr. Emoto iz Japana koji radi eksperimente sa zvukom i vodom?
He would have different sounds being played to water.
Različite zvukove bi puštali vodi.
And he would freeze the water.
I zatim bi voda zamrznula.
And take an ice ship and investigate it under a very strong microscope.
I tada bi promatrali tu vodu pod vrlo snažnim mikroskopom.
And he found out that, for instance, water which would, when he played, you know, heavy metal music, thrash metal, death metal, like this.
Zavrženo je da je voda koja bi puštali teški heavy metal, death metal.
It had very, very, you know, disordered structures.
Imala vrlo neurednu strukturu.
But he, I have this in my water, for instance, I have one photo of water which with the sound Om Namah Shivaya in it.
Ja osobno imam jednu fotografiju vode koju je pušten zvuk Om Namah Shivaya.
And this water looked like a beautiful crystal.
I ta voda je nalakovala na prekrasan kristal.
A little bit like a snowflake.
Poput pahuljice.
Beautiful.
Prekrasno.
Very beautiful. sound has an influence on matter.
Zvuk ima utjecaj na materiju.
Sound also has an influence on your brain.
Zvuk također ima utjecaj na naš mozak.
You can recognize someone who has chanted the holy names nicely.
Možete vrlo lijepo prepoznati nekoga koja mantra lijepo sveta imena.
This photo kruga is in order.
Njegov duhovni krug je u redu.
He doesn't look depressed at all.
Uopće ne djeluje potišteno.
So the first practice in our tradition is chanting the names.
Dacă prima praxă în nașa tradiție e mantrele tih nimeni.
You might have noticed the young monks here have chanted very nicely Hare Krishna. This is a very important practice.
И това е една много важна практика, която може да приметите кога наших младих монаха.
Second practice is to read in saintly scriptures.
Друга практика е читане светих списа.
And absorb the information and allow that the information changes you.
The
five steps that you have to go through.
Postoje pet faza kroz koje moramo proći.
First, you study it.
Najprije ih proučavamo.
Really try to understand it.
Zatim ih pokušavamo razumjeti.
Then, the second step is you think about it and understand it.
Drugi korak je da o njima razmišljamo i shvatimo ih.
This is what it says.
Dakle, to je o čemu oni govore.
The third step is you meditate about what you have heard.
Treći korak je da razmišljamo, meditiramo o onome što smo čuli.
The fourth step is you absorb what you have heard in your heart.
Četvrti je da u svoje srce uprijemo ono što smo čuli.
Very concentrated meditation.
To je vrlo koncentrirana, vrlo zahtjevna meditacija.
And the fifth step.
I peti korak.
That's a step which most of the Hare Krishnas don't do.
Je onaj koji većina Hare Krishna ne čini.
You have a spiritual practice.
Održavate duhovnu praksu.
Which is very concentrated.
Koja je vrlo koncentrirana.
So that you experience the wisdom.
Tako da biste iskusili tu mudrost.
If you don't experience spiritual wisdom, it will remain a dead theory for you.
Jo, ako duhovnu praksu doista ne iskusimo, ona će ostati samo mrtvo slovo na papiru, teorija.
So, let me summarize for study sacred scripture.
Da se sada bih sažao to, najprije proučavamo svete spise.
Understand it, maybe ask some questions.
Razumijemo ih, možda postavimo koje pitanje.
Meditate about it.
Meditiramo o njima.
Absorb it in your heart.
Upijemo ih u naša srca.
And then have some practice whereby which you experience the wisdom.
I na kraju imamo neku praksu kojom to iskustvo, kojom to mudrost možemo iskusiti.
You experience something you own it in your life.
A jednom kada nešto iskusimo, to ćemo posjedovati svoj cijeli život.
If you only hear it or read it, you will forget it tomorrow.
Ako to samo pročitate ili čujete, do sutra ćete već zaboraviti.
The last spiritual practice which I wanted to tell you is sadhu sangha.
I posljedna duhovna praksa o kojoj sam želio govoriti je sadhu sangha.
Have association with proper devotees.
Dakle, druženje sa stvarnim bhaktama.
How devotees means spiritual practitioners.
Dakle, bhakta je osoba koja prakticira duhovni život.
There are two forms of association.
Postoje dvije vrste druženja.
One works, the other doesn't work.
Jedna funkcionira, a druga ne.
The first is you just see someone.
Prvo da jednostavno provodim vrijeme sa nekim ljudima.
You may become influenced by his charisma.
Možda ste pod utjecajem njegove karizme.
But the second form is you hear what he has to say.
No drugi oblik je da čujemo što osoba ima za reći.
And you try to follow his example.
I pokušamo slijediti njegov primjer.
At that moment you realize.
U tom trenutku ćete shvatiti.
My dear devotees, my dear friends and my dear skeptics.
Moji dragi bhakti, prijatelji, skeptici.
There is so much potency in following the example of a saintly person.
Toliko snage leži u slijedjenju primjera svete osobe.
My spiritual master said even the Christians should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A Krishna bhakti bi trebali slijediti Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Once you do this, you will see wonders happening in your life.
Kada to jedno pravite, uvidit ćete da se vašim životima događaju čuda.
There is a subtle difference between following and imitating, but it's a very important difference.
Postoji jedna vrlo subtilna, no vrlo važna razlika između slijedženja i imitiranja.
And you imitate, you do, you follow in a way which is not according to your competence.
Kada imitirate, tada slijedite na način koji nije u skladu sa vašim mogućnostima.
If I would follow imitate Francisco Assisi, I would most probably freeze to death.
Kada bih ja pokušao imitirati svetog Frana Asiškog, vjerojatno bi se smrznuo.
He would go into the forests for long, long retreats.
On običavao na dugo vrijeme se povući u šumu.
The north of Italy.
Na sjeveru Italije.
It's very cold in the winter.
где вверху хладно земли.
So I go do this better in India.
So я это ради Индии.
But there are other better examples.
Но просто есть другие более примеры.
You must see, maybe talk with your spiritual friends, there you are.
Треба это видеть, можно разговаривать с своим духовным приятелем, а вы это где есть точно.
Get some feedback.
И чуть от них, что они
And then you know what you can follow.
И тогда хочется знать, что вы можете следовать.
Imitating is a, something which is very often done by those practitioners who only have an external vision.
Имитирую часто на особе, кое имею само изменское схвачение.
Following is done by those who want to reach the goal.
А следует он, кто доста покушал досечи цель.
Which is love.
Кое любо прямо Богу.
I want to thank you very, very much.
And
I want to really request you to think about your own spiritual circle.
And I want to really request you to think about your own spiritual circle.
Be a little honest with yourself.
Будьте на примере так искренне со самим собой.
And see how strong it is.
И бывает такое, когда это снажен.
If you feel it could become more stronger.
Когда снажен, это может быть намного ярче.
I have a very, very nice.
Suggestion.
Have you noticed the moon today?
Yes, we have seen the moon. It's
cool. If you have not yet looked at the moon, please, as you later, when there is an opportunity, look at the moon.
Около кошниста подарил месяц вечером. Он это очень прекрасный, когда же ты будешь приветить.
You will notice it's the most beautiful moon of the year, most probably.
Видишь, это вероятно наилучшее целое годы.
So full, so close.
Такое полное, такое близкое.
Because this moon heralds the beginning of a very special month.
Но этот месяц назначает начало одного великого особенного месяца.
According to the moon calendar, which is different from the sun calendar.
Прямо месячный календарь, который различает от солнечного календаря.
Today we have the beginning of the Kartik month.
Нам с помощью месяца Картик.
Every spiritual activity which is done today or begun today.
А всякая духовная активность, которая сегодня совершена или сегодня начнется.
Has 1,000 the result.
Носит 1,000 пута лучше последствия. 1,000 пута снажнее.
In Vrindavan, India, the people today cook sweet rice.
У Вриндаван в Индии люди сегодня кушают сладкую рису.
And they put a pot of sweet rice on the top of the roof.
И на верх крова ставили этот ломот сладкой рижи.
Because they know that today Lord Krishna is performing his eternal rasa dance.
Я знаю, что данный Господин Кришна проводит свой вечный раса плес.
And just in case he gets hungry, he can find the sweet rice on the roof.
На самом случае, как он говорил, на крову можно найти сладкой рижи.
So in the morning, everyone gets up off the roof.
Так и сою, как шли поднять на крову.
And eats whatever is left.
И поеду, что годы восстанут.
I've also done this a few times.
Я сам на направил несколько путей.
Powerful sweet rice.
Это, наверное, очень сладкая рижа.
This is how they celebrate the beginning of the Kartik.
Так это начало, на котором они славят початок месяца Картика.
Please, all of you, in whatever tradition you are practicing, do something special this month and you will see wonderful results.
Стало вас все молим, кругом до традиции следите, но учините нечто особенное ой месяц и бывает такое, что будет результаты.
Even those who are fully surrendered souls, so they use the month of Kali, of Kartik, they will become 100% surrendered souls, or 1,000% surrendered souls.
Как и он, кто суппортен в преданной душе, ой месяц Картик имеет прилику постати 1,000 постов преданной души. Как у меня подвели сверху на лаку пластики с глазами. Но это уже его.
Anyways, let me round up and wish you a very nice Kartik month.
В данном случае вы сами не завершили тем, что уже он был в этот месяц Kartik.
May all your spiritual aspirations be fulfilled.
Нека вам исполнится ваша духовная очевидность.
I will now try to answer your questions.
Sa hoću pokušati odgovoriti na vaša pitanja.
But before we start this, I would like any news from our Preto Prabhu.
Ima li vijesti iz Preto Prabhu?
What? But he could come and at least bless us with his blissful things. Good. Right. So we will see Preto Prabhu with this blissful things. And we, those of you who are still enthusiastic, we can ask him for his summary of this highly interesting subject matter.
Dakle, vi pričemo vidjeti blaženom lice što je Preto Prabhu, a on je nas koji su dovoljno entuzijastični, moći će ga pitati za sažetak njegove lekcije.
So now I would like to see if you have any questions regarding what I said, or even any other questions which you always wanted to ask, but there was really no opportunity to ask this.
Dakle, sada ako iko ima nekakve pitanje vezane po današnjoj lekciji ili je bilo što drugo što ste uvijek željeli pitati, ja niste imali priliku. Pitanje je bilo kratki sažetak, na koji način je jučer bio predstavljen pokret svjesnosti Krišne od jednog duhovnog učitelja Bhakti Tirtha Svamija.
Yesterday we celebrated the 20th anniversary of our Vaishnava society in Croatia.
Jučer smo slavili 20. obljetnicu našeg Vaishnavskog udruženja u Hrvatskoj.
We had representatives of the Croatian government as our guests.
Kao naši gosti bili su prisutni predstavnici hrvatske vlade.
Indian ambassadors and many, you call them VIPs also, isn't it?
Ambasadori Indije, mnoge osobe koje bi smo nazvali VIP, vrlo važnim osobama.
Yes. So, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, first there was the representative of the Croatian government talking, and then some very nice lady who was talking about religious freedom in Croatia, and then Bhaktivedanta Maharaj
came. Nama govorio je predstavnik hrvatske vlade, zatim jedna moja gospođa koja je govorila o vjerskim slobodama, i na kraju Bhaktivedanta Maharaj.
Maharaj started his lecture by saying that our planet Earth has come to a very important crossroad.
Bhaktivedanta Maharaj je počeo govoriti o tome kako je naš planet Zemlja došao do jednog vrlo važnog raskršća.
Yes, it is a very materially critical time.
I to materijalno vrlo kritično trenutka.
He said, he highlighted the rise of crime, of armed conflict, of child abuse and spouse abuse, etc.
I tako je porast zločina i oružanih sukoba, zlostavljanja djece i zlostavljanja supružnika.
That's going on one side.
Što je sa jedne strane raskrižja.
And the other is the tremendous chance that the religions give to make people peaceful and satisfied in their lives.
Dok je s druge strane iznimna prilika koja bi mogla preko religija učiniti ljude zadovoljnima i mirnima u njihovim životima.
Many said that the religious path is not always so easy.
No, tamo je rekao da duhovni religijski put nije uvijek toliko jednostavan.
Because whatever is powerful in motivating people can be also abused to motivate them in the wrong way.
Jer što god je dovoljno snažno i dovoljno motivira ljude, može se zloupotrijebiti na pogrešan način.
Power can be abused, and we have seen religions who are so intolerant and tell that people go to war.
Dakle, moć se može zloupotrijebiti i imamo primjer religija koje su toliko netolerantne da svojim sljedbenicima govore pođite u rat.
So he, at the end, encouraged everyone to not be an external follower, but an internal follower.
Na kraju ih je sve ohrabrio da postanu ne izvanski, već unutrašnji sljedbenici.
That is to see the unifying the things which we all have in common.
Odnosno da pokušamo ujediniti sve stvari koje su nam međusobno zajednički.
And not make any fanatical problems because of external differences in worship and so on.
a ne stvarati nekakve probleme fanatične oko razlika u obožavanju i sličnim izvanjskim stvarima.
He also made a personal appeal to people to become more spiritual.
Također je jedan osobni zahzam u jednom osobnom postavlju ljudima, a to je da postanu malo duhovniji.
He is very expert. He looked, you know, the way he talked, it just looked as if he came right out of the, current also. It was really beautiful and wonderful.
On je bilo vješno to na način na koji je govorio, bilo je kada je upravo došao iz parlamenta, bilo je stvarno vrlo lijepo.
Every gesture was just very, just 100% genius, ideal.
Svaka gesta, svaki pokret je bio 100% idealan koji je napravio. Da kako, kao ja što je rekao.
Kad se zazvom je. Very good. Any other question?
No, još kako pitanje.
Gaur Gadadha.
You have said that the teachings of great saints are meant to make us extraordinary people. However, in every tradition, many people have an argument that it is actually meant only for extraordinary souls, and therefore that we are not capable to reach the highest goals of spiritual traditions, of spiritual teachings, and therefore people are just becoming satisfied to just follow some daily rituals or weekly rituals like that. So can you elaborate how it's really possible for the Christians? Is it really the spiritual teachings meant that common people can become raised to the highest spiritual standards? Maharaj je rekao, Guru Maharaj je rekao na predavanju da su učenja velikih svetih osoba namijenjena da nas učine izuzetnim, posebnim osobama. Na druge strane, mnoge osobe imaju argument u raznim duhovnim tradicijama da su ti visoki duhovni ciljevi zapravo istinu namijenjeni samo za nekolicinu odabranih osoba, da obični ljudi se ne mogu uzeći do tog nivoa. Tako moje pitanje je da ako Guru Maharaj može elaborirati o tome, odnosno da li je istina da su ti visoki duhovni ciljevi namijenjeni samo za posebne osobe, jer vrlo često zbog tog razloga ljudi jednostavno postanu vjernici koji su zadovoljni sa dnevnim ritualima, sa nekim istim standardom, obožavanja i tako dalje.
To je
vrlo lijepo pitanje.
Let us think of another question for a moment.
Razmislimo što mi tako o jednom drugom pitanju.
How does someone become extraordinary?
Na koji način netko postaje izvanredan?
Is it only by his own strength?
Da li je to samo njegovom vlastitom snagom?
Or can we perceive or conceive of state of extraordinariness which comes about by another strength?
Ili nam možda pada na pamet jedno stanje izvanrednosti, izvanrednosti koje dolazi putem jedne druge snage?
And the answer which our tradition can give, and I believe it's the answer also of Christianity, it is that it is possible to become extraordinary by the extraordinary strength of God.
A odgovor koji naša tradicija na to daje, kao vjerujem hršćinska, je da iznimno možemo postati iznimnom snagom gospodina.
There is a verse which in Sanskrit which says that which describes this.
Postoji jedan stih na sanskritu koji to opisuje.
By the mercy of God, a layman can cross the mountains.
Božja milošću hrom čovjek može preći planine.
By the mercy of God, a blind man can see the stars in the sun.
Božja milošću slijep čovjek može vidjeti sunce i zvijezde.
And by the mercy of God, a fool can become eloquent and eloquent speaker.
I Božja milošću budala može postati riječit govornik.
By this extraordinary strength of the Lord, it's possible that a person who is insignificant can become extraordinary.
Tom iznimnom snagom gospodina, moguće je da osoba koja je naoko beznačajna postane iznimna.
However, in answering your question, I would also bring another point, which is totally surprising for you. ovo deskant koncept of perfection.
No, odgovor na tvoje pitanje, istakao bih još jednu poantu koja će biti prilično iznenađujuća za zapadne koncepte naše.
See, in the West, our concept of perfection is different than the spiritual teachings.
Dakle, na zapadu, naš osobni pojam savršenstva je prilično različit od onoga o duhovnim učenjima.
To be perfect, you know, in physical health, you need to have a lot of muscles.
Da bi bio savršen u fizičkom pogledu, moraš imati mnogo mišića.
Run 100 meters in a few seconds.
Znači, ti stotinu metara u par sekundi.
what else? You know, being very fast in programming your computer.
Još također biti vrlo brz u programiranju svog kompjutera.
Be the most active, sexually active human being in the history of mankind.
Biti seksualno najaktivnija osoba u povijesti čovječanstva.
There are these quantifiable results.
Svi su ti rezultati na neki način mjerljivi.
But in spiritual life, you do not produce such results to be extraordinary.
No, u duhovnom životu ne radi se o takvim rezultatima kao onima koji su iznimni.
If you sincerely endeavor on you, according to your competence,
ako u skladu sa svojom sposobnošću iskreno težimo nečemu,
and mouse can be extraordinary.
I miš može biti iznimljen, iznimljen.
But if someone who's insignificant can become significant.
Dakle, netko koji je beznačajan može postati vrlo značajan.
I want to remind all of you of Krishna's very encouraging words in the Bhagavad Gita about what is a holy man.
Želim bih vas podsjetiti na Krišnine vrlo hrabrijuće riječi iz Bhagavad Gita koje govori o tome tko je zapravo sveta osoba.
Krishna describes that someone who is engaging on the proper path.
Krishna opisuje da netko ko ide pravim putem
is a holy man even if he makes mistakes.
Jest svetac čak i ako čini greške.
Because very, very soon he will reach perfection.
Jer vrlo, vrlo skoro dostići će savršenstvo.
And perfection means just to be a surrendered devotee to Lord Krishna, to the Lord.
A savršenstvo znači samo biti predan sluga gospodinu.
I personally feel that in our own Hare Krishna movement, perfection was often described in, let us say, the American quantifiable way.
Osobno smatram da je u našem pogledu svjesnosti Krishna savršenstvo često bilo doživljavano na taj mjeri američki način.
That is according to the results that you had produced by your work.
Dakle, u skladu sa rezultatima našeg posla.
But spiritual life is different from that.
No, duhovni se život razlikuje od toga.
Here the devotee becomes very poor, very, 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 very humble, I wanted to say.
Kod nas bhakta postaje vrlo ponizan.
Whatever mercy Krishna gives him, that's his perfection.
I kako mu god milost Krishna odluči dati, to je za njega savršenstvo.
Usually the more humble, that is, the more free he becomes from selfish desires, Krishna responds in some ways.
Obično što je poniznije, to postaje, čišći u svojim željama i Krishna uvijek na neki način odgovara.
So if you are on your way,
i ako već jeste na svom nekom putu,
and you are willing and ready to correct your mistakes,
i voljni ste spremni spraviti svoje pogreške,
you are on the road of perfection.
Tada ste već na putu savršenstva.
This is the mystical definition of Krishna consciousness.
To je mistična definicija svjesnosti Krishna.
The way is the door.
Put je i cilj.
Once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asked, in what does Krishna consciousness, how is it different from any other religion?
Jednom su Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura upitala na koji se način svjetnost Krishna razlikuje od bilo koje druge religije.
And he said, here the way is the door.
I on je odgovorio, ovdje put je cilj.
And he gave a very stunning example.
I dao je jedan zapanjujući primjer.
He said, once there was a beggar who wanted to see gold, so he went to the king.
Rekao je da je jedan postoje prosjak koji želi vidjeti zlato, stoga je pošao kralju.
Can you show me gold, please?
Možeš li mi molim te pokazati zlato?
The king said, yes. Move up to the staircase here, then open the door, and whatever you see behind the door, there is my royal treasure.
treasury, it is pure gold. И крайне лека потенциалните степеницама, от моите врата, и все што видиш у моја крајевска годан, бити че от чистога злата.
When the beggar reached the door,
и каде просяк дошла до врата,
he looked back to the staircase.
Окренува се повно назад према степеницама.
He had now seen gold.
Јер сада е видео злато.
The gold behind the door.
Злато кое било иза врата.
Yes, what was the staircase?
И сјетио се, како се он изгледало степеници?
It looked so special.
Изгледало се много посебно.
It is also made from gold.
Они су такође начинени од злато.
In other words, what takes you to the gold is also gold.
Другими речима, оно што нас води до злата е такође злато.
What takes you to Krishna is also Krishna.
Оно што нас води до Кришне е такође Кришна.
The holy name is Krishna.
Свето име Кришна.
It takes a little time to realize.
Тоа може да треба многу време да се разумее.
But if you do, you will see.
Но ако покушате, тоа ќе ти сами видите.
You will feel, oh, I chanted. But where was my mind?
Не замисля, че те, о, я сам мантра, где я направо бил мой ум?
There was my monkey-like mind jumping.
Kama je u tom trenutku skakao moj um poput majmuna.
Yes. I had the most priceless treasure.
Imao sam najneprocjenjivije bogatstvo.
But I didn't use it.
No, nisam ga upotrijebio.
Oh, I'm very poor.
Bilo sam pao.
Please, so that we do not cry at the end of our lives, let's start chanting properly.
Tako molim vas, kako ne bismo plakali na kraju svog života, počnemo pravilno mantrati.
So to summarize, perfection in spiritual life can be found in following sincerely the process. That is perfection, because you are on the right path.
Dakle, da sažmemo, u duhovnom procesu pravilno slijeđenje, iskreno slijeđenje je samo savršenstvo i to je put.
Then obviously also different descriptions of spiritual perfection, for instance, the Kanishka, Madhyam, and Uttama Adhikari.
Dakle, postoje različite stupnje savršenstva, Kanishka, Madhyam, Uttama Adhikari.
But I feel that this definition is most encouraging and practical for us.
Mislim da je najohrabrujuća i najpraktičnija upravo ova definicija.
Krishna sees such a person who endeavors by giving his best as a saint.
Krishna osobu koja se trudi najbolje što može, smatra svecem.
It's an interesting perspective, isn't it?
To je zanimljivo shvaćanje toga, zar ne?
So, thank you very much. Is there another question?
Dakle, hvala lijepa. Ima možda još koje pitanje?
Ripula, do you have a question? You just came in, maybe to ask your question? Not at this moment, but... I'm sorry. Then I want to invite you all to a very to some vegetarian snacks.
Dakle, sada bih vas pozvao da s nama ukusite nešto vegetarijansko.
Yes.
Preparacija.
So, in the meantime, we do look at our guest arrive here, and then after the snack, he can give some words of encouragement to us.
Pa se nadamo da će naš gost u međuvremenu doći i možda nam ponuditi koju riječ ohrabrenja nakon posadama.
Thank you very much for listening so patiently.
Puno vam hvala što ste toliko pažljivo slušali.
And I hope you take something with you.
I toga se nadam da ćete sa sobom također ponuditi nešto.
Sila Prabhu Paraki, Sisi Jovi Taiki, Go Premnandi, Hari Hari Hari. I also want to thank our young talent, Rick. Why is there a chat with you? Just
I'm very, very happy to be again in Priyanka. Time is passing, and even monks become older, so they don't always sit on the floor, but sometimes on the stool
itself. I onda više ne mogu sjediti na podu, nego se moraju posjeti na stolicu.
We just come from Zagreb, where we celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Vaishnava Society here in the sweet country of Croatia.
Upravo smo došli iz Zagreba, gdje smo proslavili 20. obljetnicu Vaishnavskog društva ovdje u ovoj dragoj zemlji Hrvatskoj.
And that was a very festive event. We had a chanting session right in the center of the marketplace, and even a marriage right in the center of town.
To je bio jedan vrlo uspješan događaj, zato što smo pjevali u središtu grada, a čak smo tamo održali i jedno vjenčanje.
So now we have another festival here in the midst of Rijeka, and I'm very glad, especially after last year, last time, a few months ago, 2 months ago or so, when we had this Ratha Yatra festival with lots of dancing and flags and maybe one elephant.
Jako sada se nastavlja taj festival ovdje u Rijeci, i to me je podsjetilo da smo ovdje bili prije jedno 2 mjeseca kada se u središtu grada održala Ratha Yatra, isto tako jedna prekrasna zgoda sa puno plesa i pjesme sa puno zastava, a čini mi se čak da je tu bio jedan slon.
Maybe.
Možda.
This evening I would like to talk about a subject matter which I feel is extremely practical for all of you.
Večeras bih želio pričati o jednoj temi koja mi se čini da je vrlo praktična za svih vas.
It is a subject which is, I would say, which can empower each one of you to live a more spiritual life.
To je tema koja vas može opunomoćiti svakog pojedinog od vas da živite još duhovnijim životom.
In my own experience of spiritual life, I have naturally investigated different traditions, not only the Vedic tradition, to find some inspiring and practical exercises which help one to improve his spirituality.
U svom sam duhovnom životu istraživao i neke druge duhovne tradicije, ne nužno samo vedske, kako bih pronašao neke tehnike koje ljudima mogu pomoći da povećaju svoju duhovnost.
Yes. And I was soon very pleased to see that in all traditions, spiritually enlivened man or woman is always depicted with a duhovni krug around his head.
I bio sam iznenađen kada sam otkrio da u svim tim duhovnim tradicijama duhovno prosvjetljene osobe predstavljaju sa jednim duhovnim krugom, odnosno aureolom oko glave.
For instance, the same sense for Francis of Assisi, who talked to the birds and the wild animals, is shown mostly with such a circle around his head, a circle of light.
Tako je, na primjer, i poznati svetac Franjo Asiški, koji je razgovarao sa pticama i sa divljim životinjima, često prikazivan sa tim velikim krugom svjetla oko svoje glave.
Or in the Buddhistic tradition you find the Buddha with a circle of light around him.
Isto tako i u budističkoj tradiciji gospodina Budu prikazuju sa takvim velikim svjetlosnim krugom.
And look at Lord Krishna. He has also a spiritual light around his head.
Pogledajte, ovdje iza nas je na slici gospodin Krišna, koji isto tako ima takvo duhovno svjetlo koje mu se obavija oko glave.
As you were just now offering your light to the Lord, you were also performing a circle of light.
Dok ste vi malo prije ovdje nudili ove svjetiljke gospodinu, i vi ste isto tako njima opisivali jedan krug, krug svjetla.
Today I want to talk in a very practical way how you can increase your circle of light, your spiritual circle.
Danas bih želio govoriti na jedan vrlo praktičan način kako u svom životu možete povećati taj vaš svjetlosni krug, svoj duhovni krug.
We will not discuss how you become can become Saint Francis of Assisi or Jesus or Buddha. That's not possible.
Nećemo raspravljati o tome kako da postanete Franjo Asiški, Isus Krist ili Buda, jer to nije moguće.
But we can research a little bit or look into how you will increase your own spirituality.
Ali možemo malo istražiti i dobiti jedan uvid u to kako svatko od vas može povećati svoju vlastitu duhovnost.
To increase or build up your spiritual circle means to just discover who you are.
Povećati ili izgraditi svoj duhovni krug znači zapravo jednostavno otkriti tko ste.
I thought I would read today, difficult to hold, a little passage from the Bhagavad Gita that just describes that the soul by its nature has a spiritual circle around itself.
Htio bih vam danas pročitati jedan mali dio iz Bhagavad Gita gdje je opisano kako duša po svojoj naravi već ima jedan duhovni krug oko sebe.
That means all of us have by nature a spiritual circle.
To znači da svi mi po prirodi imamo taj duhovni krug.
But in this world we may be covered suns where the light is not perceivable.
Ali u ovom životu smo možda prekrivena sunca i zbog toga se taj sjaj ne vidi, ta svjetlost.
And if the clouds go away from our consciousness, then our spiritual circle will be clearly visible.
A ako se oblaci uklone iz naše svijesti, onda će ti naši duhovni krugovi se moći lako opaziti.
Please listen to this old text from the Bhagavad Gita.
Molim vas, poslušajte ovaj drevni tekst iz Bhagavad Gita.
Yata prakaya satyeka krishnam lokamimam ravi chetram chetri tata krishnam prakashayati bharata. O son of Bharata, as the sun alone illuminates all this universe, so does the living entity, one within the body, illuminate the entire body by consciousness.
O Bharatin sin, kao što sunce samo obasjava cijeli svemir, živo biće u tijelu obasjava čitavo tijelo svjesnošću.
Yes, I think the picture is very clear. Masitagi Rishto Molem.
Mislim da je slika vrlo
jasna. Ishvalite. I think the picture is very clear.
Mislim da vam je vrlo jasno.
The sun, by its nature, spreads its influence through the rabbi, the sun rays.
Sunce po prirodi svoj utjecaj širi pomoću svojih zraka.
In the same way, we, the conscious living entity, are spread throughout the body by consciousness.
Isto tako i mi, svjesna živa bića, širimo se tijelom pomoću svjesnosti.
On a sunny day, when there are no clouds, as an obstacle before us in the sun, you can see the rays very nicely.
Za sunčana dana, kada nema oblaka, kada nema nikakve prepreke između nas i sunca, onda te zrake možete vrlo lijepo vidjeti.
Ali, međutim, at a day when the sun, when the sky is overcast with dark clouds, the sun rays and the sun are not visible.
Ali onih dana kada je sunce prekriveno gustim oblacima, onda ne možemo vidjeti sunčeve trake.
Just the same way, when our consciousness is so clouded with greed and anger and enviousness, our spiritual circle, our light is practically clouded over.
Tako isto, kada je naša svijest prekrivena oblacima gnjeva, požute i zavisti, onda je naša svjesnost naprosto prekrivena.
If you wish to again shine, then you will have to blow away, get rid of the clouds which cover your natural consciousness, your Krishna consciousness.
I ako želite ponovo zasjeti, morat ćete se nekako riješiti tih oblaka koji prekrivaju vašu izvornu duhovnu svjesnost.
I remember something quite humorously. It was in San Francisco. My spiritual master was on his morning walk.
To me podsjetilo na nešto pomalo smiješno. Dogodilo se u San Francisco kada je moj duhovni učitelj bio tamo u svojoj jutarnjoj šetnji.
The fresh morning air, the stick, he walked down the streets of San Francisco, and his loving disciples were all around him, listening to every word he said.
Bilo je svježe jutro i on je koristeći svoj štab šetao iz ulice San Francisca, a oko njega su bili njegovi dragi bakte puni ljubavi koji su načulili uši kako bi čuli što će njihov duhovni učitelj reći.
All of a sudden a police car pulled close.
Odjednom se približio policijski auto.
And all the disciples said, to happen now, maybe they make a visa control or something like this.
Svi učenici su se prestravili, pitali su se što će se sad dogoditi, možda će provjeravati vize ili nešto slično.
The car just drove next to Prabhupada as he was continuing to walk undisturbed.
Ali policijski auto je samo vozio blizu Šila Prabhupada koji je potpuno neuznemiren nastavio hodati.
Finally, the police officer jumped out of the car and approached Prabhupada very fearfully.
Konačno je iz tog automobila iskočio policajac i iz puno straha se približio Prabhupadu.
And he said, "Sir, do you know that you are glowing?" Glowing.
I on je rekao, "Gospodine, znate li da blistate?"
Prabhupada smiled and said, "Yes."
Prabhupada se osmijehnuo i rekao, da.
This is an example of a saint who has developed his spiritual circle.
To je jedan primjer sveca koji je razvio tu duhovnu aureolu.
But I know not all of us here are saints.
No, znam da svi mi ovdje nismo sveci.
Maybe Vinata is a saint and Gauranga Sundara and Ojashvi, the freshly married, but the rest of us don't feel like saints.
Možda je Vinata svetac ili Gauranga Sundara ili novo oženjeni Ojashvi, ali ne tomo oženjeni, ali mi ostali nismo sveci.
And most probably these people I've just named feeling highly embarrassed. No. Yes, I'm Mother Pasmonski.
A najvjerovatnije ovi ljudi koje sam upravo spomenuo, najvjerovatnije je jako neugodno i oni se isto osjećaju da nisu dorasli tom nazivu.
Yes, but it is possible for each one of us, even though at the present moment we are whatever we are, it is possible to also develop a spiritual circle.
Ali svatko od nas zapravo može, bez obzira na to tko smo sada, razviti taj svoj duhovni krug.
Your own spiritual circle has a lot to do with what you carry in your heart.
Vaš duhovni krug je u velikoj mjeri povezan sa onim što nosite u srcu.
Most of the people in this world carry very useless thoughts in their hearts.
Većina ljudi u ovom svijetu u svom srcu pohranjuje vrlo beskorisne misli.
Oh, I'm not good enough.
Nisam dovoljno dobar.
Oh, the world doesn't fulfill my many desires.
Taj svijet uopće ne ispunjava moje mnogobrojne želje.
Will I pass the examen?
Hoće li uspjeti proći taj ispit?
Will my mush love me?
Hoće li me mud voljeti?
Will I get enough novac?
Hoću li dobiti dovoljno novca?
From morning to evening the thoughts are coming like trains through our heart.
Od jutra do mraka srcem nam tutnje različite misli poput vlaka.
And we carry other thoughts like love, loving emotions in our hearts. Our whole life looks different.
Kada u svom srcu nosimo drugačije misli, poput osjećaja punih ljubavi, onda nam život izgleda posve drugačije.
When I lived in Heidelberg as a director for medical studies, our academy or our center was right at the bus station.
Dok sam živio u Heidelbergu kao ravnatelj centra za proučavanje Veda, taj naš centar, naša akademija se nalazila u neposrednoj blizini autobusne postaje.
And whenever I needed a little pause from my work, I would look from behind the curtain at the people who were sitting on the benches waiting for their buses.
I kad god bi trebala mala stanka u mom poslu, onda bih vidio iza zavise vani i promatrao ljude koji su sjedili u čekaonici i čekali na klupama, čekali te autobuse.
I must admit to you that I still like looking from behind curtains at people. I just did it when you opened your eyes.
Moram vam priznati da mi se još uvijek sviđa to promatrati ljude sakriveni za zavjese. To sam malo prije upravo činio ovdje dok ste vi nudili sjedinke.
And I would often see a scene like this.
I vrlo bi često vidio ovakav prizor.
People were just innocently sitting on the bench, and all of a sudden, the mind produced negative thoughts, and then the face went like this.
Ljudi tako nevino sjedili na tim klupama, i onda odjedanput bi im um proizveo neke negativne misli, i lice im se ovako zgrčilo.
Psychologists have found out that the ordinary person thinks about 32,000 thoughts a day.
Psiholozi su otkrili da jedna prosječna osoba dnevno ima 32,000 misli.
And most of the thoughts are not favorable or healthy at all. They are negative.
A većina tih misli nisu uopće povoljne, nisu zapravo negativne.
We can call them clouds which pass by the sun of our soul.
Možemo ih nazvati oblacima koji zakrivaju sunce naše duše.
We need to get rid of these negative thought patterns.
Moramo se riješiti tih negativnih obrazaca misli.
For our spiritual effulgence to manifest, we really need to think spiritually and not materially.
Da bi se ispolio naš duhovni sjaj, moramo doista razmišljati na duhovan, a ne na materijalan način.
Your own these material thoughts can make you ill and diseased.
Od tih materialnih misli se možete razboljeti.
I know one person from Serbia who always thinks negatively and his body is already so diseased because of this.
Poznam jednu osobu u Srbiji koja uvijek negativno razmišlja i tijelo joj je već svo bolesno od toga.
And about 15 or 20 years ago, then it was so difficult in our center for medical studies. I also developed a disease because I was always worried.
I prije nekih 20 godina, kada smo prolazili kroz teška vremena u našem centru za proučavanje Veda, i ja sam se isto razbolio zapravo, jer sam uvijek bio tako zabrinut.
Scientists have investigated the human condensate. Investigated the content of the human condensate.
Znanstvenici su proučavali sastavine, sadržaj ljudskog daha.
When a person is angry, his condensate contains as much poison as it's necessary to kill a guinea pig.
Zemljac, kada je osoba ljuta, onda u svom dahu ima toliko puno otrova da može ubiti jedno zamrče.
And if a human being is angry for 1 hour, like many of us in this hall,
ako je ljudsko biće srdito sat vremena, kao što se to događa mnogima od nas u ovoj dvorani,
then he produces enough poison to kill efficiently 80 guinea pigs.
Onda nakon tog sat vremena ljutnje proizvede toliko otrova da može uspješno ubiti 80 zamrčadi.
Not only do these negative thoughts cloud our consciousness, they poison our body and our whole jivanski, life.
I ne samo da te negativne misli prekrivaju našu svijest, već isto tako truju naše tijelo, cijeli naš život.
If you want to develop your spiritual circle, you have to get these clouds out of the way.
Ako želite razviti svoj duhovni krug, morate rastjerati te oblake.
What do you think, Minata? So I would like to tell you a little bit how to take the clouds away.
Htio bih reći nešto o tome kako se ti oblaci mogu rastjerati.
The general rule is you have to do something to increase your and strengthen your spiritual life.
Općenito pravilo je da morate učiniti nešto kako biste osnažili svoj duhovni život.
At that time the material influences like frustration or anger will naturally dissolve.
I time će se prirodno smanjiti.